Hey everyone, welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. Before I get into this daily editorial, just a quick little note that I will be a bit of a slower day on the website because, well, I'm playing nurse today for my wife because she is getting eye surgery. So I will be checking in on the comments and I might try to post something later today, but as of right now, this is potentially going to be the only interview that I post today. That being said, I am chatting with Joel Elkonen. He is the co-host of the Benzinga Pre-Market Prep Show. And Joel, we look at the markets again today. And in all fairness, this has been the trend ever since we started to get good vaccine news and started to put the election behind us. The market is more or less screaming risk on. We're seeing this rotation into the lagging sectors. The Russell continues to lead the broad averages higher. The NASDAQ continues to lag. Joel, is it simply because it looks like Trump is going down the road of conceding the election? The virus news, or at least vaccine news, has gotten better and more promising. Is this all just uncertainty being eliminated from the markets and investors flying back into risk on?
Oh, I think so too, Corey. Thanks for having me. I mean, I think you have a couple different factors. You had the vaccine news on the prior two Mondays, and the market kind of sold off from those levels and held on. So maybe investors or traders were looking for that same kind of reaction in the markets, and they were wrong. We had a little bit of a sell-off yesterday, gained some momentum midday, had a pretty strong close. We got the news of the Trump aiding the transition team. So that was, a relief to, the markets and that, helping the cannabis and the solar sectors. I think you have Janet Yellen, rumored to be the Treasury Secretary, and Auntie Jeanette, looks pretty favorable on Wall Street. So maybe the transition from Mnuchin to Yellen will be, one that is not too hard on Wall Street. So they're cheering that. And then also, you talk about laggards. How about the oil sector? It's been lagging for days, weeks, and months, and now crude breaking out over $44, reaching $45 today. I mean, those stocks were a much bigger part of the S&P 500 index. They're much smaller now. But then it's just another sign of the transition from leaders to laggards.
Well, and to your point about crude moving higher, we're also seeing base metals and copper move to levels we haven't seen in over 5 years. Back in 2014 is the last time we saw copper a little above that 330 level. Does this all speak to more of an inflation trade, though, with Yellen coming in as secretary, U.S. dollars also moving down? Seems to me like the market's also expecting inflation.
It's expecting inflation. I mean, they're also maybe they're expecting, with the virus slowing down, construction and expansion and maybe that's, they're anticipating it paying a whole lot of catch up, right? In the next 6 to 8 months, 12 months, the only, chink in the armor in that is, the gold market. You would think the gold market would be, benefiting from potentially inflationary environment. But that doesn't seem the case. It seems that Bitcoin is the new hedge here. The finite number of Bitcoins out there, it's catching a nice bid and approaching all-time highs. So, the pent-up demand in the economy and building from, several months of being dormant, the street is looking for that, things to catch up in a hurry once, the vaccines. And now I'm hearing some stuff about, vaccines being available in mid-December. So really a combination of factors here igniting the market.
Now, Joel, let's dive in a little bit more to that Bitcoin versus gold move, because I have read, and then this makes sense as you start to see Bitcoin outperform gold and really move in a completely opposite direction. Gold continues to correct, Bitcoin breaking out very close to all-time highs. Question is Bitcoin the new safe haven rather than gold?
It sure seems that way, right? We've been talking about Bitcoin for a rally. during this rally, and it's just much different. Before, when it just catapulted up to 20,000, it left a lot of air pockets on the way up, and it filled those air pockets on the way down. Had the major consolidation. Broke down with the market in March, but yeah, I mean, with the finite amount of Bitcoins out there, they're being viewed as perhaps a better hedge against inflation. And I also think it's momentum, too. I mean, once the momentum traders get involved in futures or the cryptocurrencies, momentum brings more momentum, and gold had its momentum, monumental move to the upside earlier in the year, and now it looks like you have some re-asset allocation into Bitcoin.
Yeah, real interesting market though, isn't it? I guess Bitcoin, you can make the argument that it's some sort of a safety trade, but who knows? Maybe it is just one of those trades where everything's doing better, and it was a lagging sector, so now it's starting to pop higher. But I look across my screen here, and it's energy, financials, really everything moving higher except for the precious metals and volatility. But you know what? That all makes sense. Oh, and I guess I should say bonds. Bonds are also down. So it really is just this big picture of out of risk off into risk on. Joel, does this mean that we're just waiting for, I guess, next year for the markets to fully understand just how much of this recovery is going to happen because of the fact that the market seems to be expecting it, but we are still living through the second wave of the virus, which is continuing to get worse?
Yeah, I mean, the market is a forecasting instrument, and they are, based on the market action here. They're looking for, a smooth transition, perhaps with the new administration picking up some of the, or following or continuing with some of the more favorable policies that did help our economy under the Trump administration. I think with the, with the polarization of this election and what it did to our country, I think that, the right figured they got too far to the right, and the left, there's still people that are way out there in the left. But as I was talking about, a buddy of mine, the president of the United States kind of just brings things back into center. You know, when things get tilted too much one way or too much the other way. So, the market, people do forget that, Trump was handed a pretty darn good economy. I mean, we had the financial crisis. We were out of that. He was handed a pretty good market and a pretty good, economy, which was expanded on. So also some optimism here. People, they're going to be wanting to be spending some money, man. They've been home. I know my visa bills haven't been anything, like they've been in the past without traveling, or I've been out to dinner, I think, one time since the end of since middle of March. And that was when I was up north. I was up in northern Michigan. I felt comfortable about eating in an outdoor restaurant. So they're just looking at this pent up demand here. Flat once the virus is, we're past it, that people are just going to be spending some big money, taking vacations, going to Disney World, going on cruises, going to the movies. Well, I don't know about the movies, but just a lot of pent up demand there.
Yeah, Joel, you're not the first one to tell me that, and I completely agree with you. There is a lot of pent up demand for everything that we used to do. Taking this all into account, then, if the markets are expecting a better economy, we do have vaccine news. If everything does go this way, which we all know nothing goes in a straight line, nothing is for sure, do we need to relook at this whole stimulus trade then? It's a new thing that I'm considering, is that if things do play out and start to get better and this pent-up demand comes back into the market, then are we going to get the big stimulus package that some people are hoping for?
They're talking about it. I mean, we're going to have to see. There's definitely going to be certain aspects of the economy that are going to be slower to rebound. But I think there was a little bit of talk about that yesterday, and I can't really see anything getting done before before Biden is inaugurated. But you never know. But that's another thing that that the market has in its back pocket is a potential stimulus package. So just adding up all these these bullish factors here, you have a Dow crossing 30,000. And who knows at this point, haven't even got ready for the Santa Claus rally yet. Traditionally, this is a strong week, the Thanksgiving week here in America, and it's certainly following suit.
Yes, it is. Now, Joel, can you share with us any insights? Are you making any drastic changes, different allocations in your portfolio right now to maybe jump on this risk on trade or go the opposite direction?
No, I've been pretty steady as she goes. I mean, I've been in a lot of these dogs for a long time. And I just basically, I try and index. I find it hard to, pick individual stocks. So I just, going with the S&P 500, some people say, you play the averages, you get averages gains, but I just don't have the pension. I've had picked up some good stocks. I would like to let go of my Peloton, which I bought in the 40s. But my chief investment officer, my wife, is she wants to hold on. But these stay at home stocks, man, are, Zoom and Teladoc and Peloton. I mean, that I don't know. I don't know where the demand is going to come. They're all trading at outrageous, valuations, and see if they can grow into it. But I don't know. The other thing you got to be careful too is like Best Buy, right? Best Buy had a great quarter. It's trading in the red. You know why? Because maybe not everyone's going to be setting up a home office next year, right? That's why that stock had a great quarter. You're working from home. You need a computer. You need a printer. You need, monitors and everything. So, if this is a full-blown, reopening, trade, be careful of the ones that benefited from the pandemic. I mean, you have to really look at the fundamentals and do your homework, because if things are turning around as quickly and as fast as the market is predicting, these stocks could be in for a tumble.
Yeah, very good point. But man, it's just so hard, at least right now, to jump on that train, though, because of what we've gone through this whole year. But news events are leading us down that road. And hey, hopefully the economy does get back to even what it was pre-pandemic. But let's all remember, it wasn't exactly just screaming higher then. But hey, the pandemic could have, I guess, given us that little bit of a reset that the markets were looking for. Hey, Joel, great chatting with you, buddy. I'm going to post a link to the Benzinga website, and that's where everyone can listen to the recordings of your pre-market prep show. Thanks for your time today, Joel. Great chatting with you. I'll chat with you again next week, buddy.
All right. Thanks for having me, Corey, as always.